it's not so obvious, takes a turning of attention to how these things describe internal states or what's related to internal states. So just as in our reading, it talks about the struggle for spiritual truths to be able to be born, to be birthed. And so we've spoken a lot tonight about the natural as midwife and a supporter of that. So there's a couple of aspects that came out. Of course, the natural that supports the birth of the spiritual, you can view that as the importance of the letter of the word as the Lord's natural being in the mind by which spiritual births can take place. But in order for that to happen, there has to be a clearing out and a reorganization of that level. And that's the struggle, you know. So things of heredity and of what have become habits of practice that are not conducive to spiritual life, those things resist. And you know, as I emphasize, make no mistake, proprium will defend its life to the extreme, right? It is, and when we're caught in that, that's what temptation and spiritual struggle really is, when we become identified with what is of the hells. So the identification is also part of the process. That's the thing to remember, particularly when you've come through and you're reflecting back, because at the time, it's just about impossible. But you'll be given what's needed to just sustain you through the process. But afterwards, you know, there is an opportunity to reflect back on what, you know, what that process entailed. And as you do that, that's when truths can be brought to bear, things that we've learned through experience and have been illustrated in our life through previous experiences can be brought to bear. And that's part of the reorganization of the natural. So the proprium is nothing other than the infernal proprium is nothing but evils and falsities. So it is tied into communities of spirits that delight in what resists what is good and true. I mean, that's their default response. And if they can't use what is good and true to their own ends, then they attack, kind of what we experience. And that's what the Psalms constantly are describing. You know, the wicked one, you know, if you start thinking about it in terms of the, you know, what's arising out of the infernal proprium against what the Lord is trying to build, which is that heavenly sense of self, the heavenly proprium, then they make a lot more sense in terms of our experience in this kind of work.